Scott.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
The night of October 29th, 2012 is a night that many of you will remember.
我想给大家讲一件事情，就是在2012年的10月29日，我相信那一晚上让很多人都记忆深刻。
That was the night that Superstorm Sandy, a Category 3 hurricane, slammed into Connecticut.
就在那天晚上，超级飓风桑迪猛烈地撞击了康州。
In Stamford, it knocked down thousands of trees.
在整个康州，这场风暴摧毁了成千上万的成千的树木。
And it caused millions of dollars of damage.
并造成了数百万美元的损失。
But the greatest impact was that so many people lost power in the city of Stamford.
但是影响最大的是整个 Stamford 都有持续几天的断电。
It was very eerie to drive down Main Street in Stamford and there were no lights on.
当你在开车经过 Stamford 这些主街各个街道的时候，你会感到非常的阴森，因为是完全黑的。
When you came to Cortland Avenue, the street that we live, there were no lights on that street.
我当时的时候住在这个 Cortland 的大街，然后整个大街也是一片黑暗，没有灯光。
With the exception of one house.
但是在那个时候，唯一有一个房子是有亮光的。
And that was our house. Our house had light, and we had a refrigerator that worked, and we had all kinds of power.
但是就在这凄凉的黑暗中，唯一有一间亮着光的房子就是我们家。整个电力都是正常运转的，包括我们的冰箱、风扇以及炉子。
How is that possible?
这怎么可能呢？
In a city of darkness, how could our house be the house with light in it?
因为整个城市都陷入了黑暗当中，为什么唯独我们家有光？
Well, we have a gas generator that powered up the power that gave us electricity in our house.
那是因为我们在后院有一个燃气发电机，然后给我们提供了所有需要的电力。
All he needed to do is go into the yard and pull on a string, and the generator started.
我所有需要做的只是到后院拉一下绳子，整个电力就恢复了。
So the power on the inside of our house was not controlled by the circumstances outside of our house.
因此我想表达的是我们里面有一个力量，这个力量让我们不受到外部环境的控制和影响。
And that's what hope does.
这个就是盼望的力量。
Hope can give you an inner power that can overcome outer circumstances.
盼望可以在黑暗的时候给你一个力量，让你克服所有一切来自外界的影响。
Right now, we're living during a very dark time in our country.
我们现在整个国家都生活在非常黑暗的日子里。
We should say it's actually a dark time for the world.
其实准确来讲是整个世界都处在黑暗当中。
The coronavirus has caused so many people to become ill, and our economy has just been devastated by it.
冠状病毒肆虐了我们的生活和经济，然后导致很多人都生病。
Racially, right now, we are so fragmented as a country.
然后整个种族上也是四分五裂。
Some anarchists have taken over part of a city in Seattle.
而且无政府主义他们也占领了西雅图的部分地区。
People have fallen into despair.
所有的人都处在绝望和抑郁当中。
Just a half an hour ago, I was on a phone call with a young woman that is actually hopeless right now in life.
就在半个小时前，我正在和一个非常绝望的年轻人通话。
Our churches are struggling.
我们的教会也在挣扎当中。
That's why we need to find hope for the inside of our hearts.
这就是为什么我们需要在内心深处寻找盼望。
We need hope for our churches. We need hope for our cities. We need hope for our nation.
我们的教会、我们的城市、我们的国家都需要盼望。
So we're going to look at a very familiar passage, Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
今天我要讲一个大家都非常熟悉的信息，就是耶利米书的29章。
This is a very well-lit verse in a very dark chapter.
在这样一个黑暗的时期，这段经文正是我们所需要的。
This chapter was written 600 years before Jesus lived.
这段经文的话是在主前的600年写成的。
And it was written for people, Jewish people that were living as slaves and exiles in the city of Babylon.
这段经文的写成是为那些犹太人，他们被俘虏并且被迫流放到巴比伦城的时候，然后写的。
Jerusalem had been conquered by the Babylonians and had taken the remaining people back to the city of Babylon.
当时的耶路撒冷被巴比伦所占领，然后所有住在耶路撒冷的人，他们就被迫需要被流放。
So they had to walk 544 miles carrying whatever possessions they wanted to carry that distance.
当时他们走了一共544英里，而且他们当时就是这样在路上带着他们仅有的一些财物，走在这个旅程当中。
To me, that's like the worst possible scenario you could ever find yourself in.
对于我来说，那个旅程真的是非常的绝望，好像你完全没有任何的盼望。
Well, God knew that there was no way that they were going to survive this if they didn't have hope on the inside.
但是神知道，如果我们人的里面没有盼望，我们就没有办法在这样一个黑暗的环境中生存。
So he gave them a strategy for building hope inside.
所以呢，神就给了他们一个策略，让他们的心里面可以让盼望生长。
So we're going to take a look at four requirements for us to have hope inside of us.
今天我们就来学习让你盼望成长的四个永恒的要求。
The first is that hope requires an honest look at the darkness.
首先，让盼望成长的要求需要我们坦诚地来看待黑暗。
Hope is always born out of darkness.
盼望总是产生于黑暗。
Which means that we're all candidates for hope.
这意味着我们每一个人都是盼望的产生的这样的一个候选人。
Because every person on this call right now is dealing with some situation in life that is really difficult and you are feeling hopeless about it.
因为我相信现在所有在线的人都曾生活中经历过黑暗的时刻，非常非常痛苦的这样的一个经历。
Real life is always filled with pain and struggle and darkness.
因为现实生活就是这个样子，总是充满了痛苦、挣扎和黑暗。
And these exiles had lost everything, so they're way beyond any problem that we've had.
这些犹太人，他们失去了所有的一切，他们所面临的问题远远比我们现在所面临的问题要严重的多。
But here's the biblical truth.With God, there are no hopeless situations.
但是有一个圣经的真理，就是如果我们没有上帝的话，那我们就真的是完全没有盼望了。
But it requires us to have a different perspective on the problem.
但是它要求我们需要用一个不同的视角来看待这些经历的黑暗的时刻。
We have to see the darkness from God's point of view.
我们需要从神的视角来看。
And in verse 4, listen to these words. I carried you into exile.
我们来看耶利米书的29章4节，从字面意思上来看的话，这里清楚地写到，我使他们被掳。
And that phrase actually comes up 3 times in this passage.
其实在这一段短短的经文当中，我使他们被掳这段经文出现了三次。
And so you say to yourself, wait a minute, I thought Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon was the one that carried them into exile.
然后你可能会说，哎，等一下，我以为被掳的就是押送这些犹太人的人是巴比伦的这样的士兵。
I thought the bad guys were responsible for all this darkness.
我以为所有这一切黑暗的始作俑者是这些坏人，就是这些巴比伦的人。
But this is the theological term called concurrence.
但是如果我们从神学术语正确的理解这个意思的话，应该是在神的允许默许下。
And what this means is that actually in those bad circumstances, God says, I am ultimately responsible for where you are.
这个意思是说，当你在经历这所有一切黑暗的时刻，神是与我们同行的，他对我们所有的这一切负责。
God is taking responsibility for the darkness that they're experiencing.
神对我们所经历的黑暗负责任。
And he's saying that this darkness is his instrument, his tool to accomplish his will.
他说黑暗是他手中的工具，是他用来实现自己计划的途径。
Now with this change in perspective, this has a huge impact on everything that we believe.
如果我们能从这样的一个视角来看待问题的话，那我们就会有一个全新的盼望。
While it's true that we cause a lot of the darkness that we experience in our life,
同时我们学到了一个真理，就是我们生活中常常会自己制造很多的麻烦。
God says, I'm ultimately going to use even your bad choices to accomplish my will.
但是神对我们说，当即使我们做了错误的选择，他依旧可以利用这样一个机会，然后来变成祝福。
It also gives us great confidence to know that God is with us each step of the journey into darkness.
这就给了我们一个很大的盼望，让我们知道我们所走的每一步，全部都是有神与我们同行的。
600 years later than this incident in Babylon, Jesus would be dying on a hill outside of Jerusalem.
600年后呢，我们的主耶稣基督为我们在耶路撒我们的主耶稣基督为我们在十字架上受难。
And he thought that he was alone as he was dying on that cross.
在十字架上的时候呢，他以为他是一个人。
Remember the words that he said?
大家还记得吗？主耶稣基督在十字架上说了什么
？As he hung on the cross, he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他当时在喊，他说：“父啊，你为什么要离弃我
？”And he didn't get an answer.
但是父并没有回答他。
But the Father was there.
但是天父就在那里。
Because of the resurrection, we know that Jesus was never alone.
因着主的复活，我们知道主耶稣基督从来都不是孤单的。
And you are never alone either.
同时，你们也可以知道，你们自己也从来不是孤单一人的。
Every single step that you're taking in the midst of your darkness, God is with you.
所以，神想让我们知道，我们在走这个黑暗旅程中的每一步，我们的神都与我们同在。
So that's the first requirement that we have an honest look at the darkness.
所以这就是我们其中的一个要求，我们需要坦诚地来面对黑暗。
The second requirement is that hope requires imagination.
第二个让盼望成长的要求是我们需要具有一定的想象力。
God is telling the people, I want you to use your imagination. I want you to go build some houses, go build a garden, have your kids get married, grow up and get married.
就像经文所说的一样，神要我们有一定的想象力，对于未来的想象力，然后想象我们建造房屋，住在里面，并且栽种所有的田园，吃里面所产的，娶妻生子，等等。
People of hope use their imagination to make the best of even dark situations.
一个心里有盼望的人，他会非常的善于充分的利用神所赐给他的东西，并且把这些东西利用的非常的好。
Hope is always future oriented. It's always looking ahead.
盼望总是关乎于那些眼所未见未来的事情。
And we believe that God will bring good even out of this bad situation.
我们总是要相信，即使我们现在处在黑暗当中，但是神一定有他的美意在其中。
That's very important for us to declare, to say with our lips.
这个是一个非常重要的事情，我们需要用我们的嘴大声的宣告，并且去相信。
I encourage you to say those words. God will bring good out of this situation.
我希望大家可以大声的说出来，我相信神会带来那最美好的未来。
And God challenges the people that are living in darkness to imagine living in the light.
神希望我们在处在黑暗中的时候，盼望思想那活在光中的光景。
God says, imagine building a house.
他说，你想象建造一个房屋。
Imagine building a garden with tomatoes and peppers and squash in it.
然后想象你建造了一个田园，里面种满了西红柿、辣椒、南瓜等等。
Imagine how good those vegetables are going to take when you saute them and sprinkle them with seasoning.
然后呢，你想象在收获的季节的时候，你采摘这些蔬菜，并且想象它们吃起来是多么的可口。
Imagine raising sons and daughters and the great joy of having children.
想象一下抚养子女是一件何等快乐的事情。
Imagine going to a dance recital or a ball game or a soccer game with where your child is involved.
然后想象和你的子女一起去参加舞会，参加各种各样的足球赛、比赛等等。
And then imagine having your grandchildren coming over for a barbecue on July 4th.
然后想象那些孙子辈可爱的小孩子们在家里面烤肉，然后嬉笑打闹。
And imagine having a prayer meeting at your house for the city of Babylon and praying for God's blessing on it.
然后呢，想象一起就是在你的家庭内部有一次为巴比伦城的祷告会。
When we use our imagination, it changes our perspective.
当我们在利用这些想象的时候，我们的观点也会随之改变。
It moves us from being a victim to being a victor.
想象力可以把我们从一个受害者变为一个胜利者。
But we can't move more than what we hope for.
但是如果你连想都不想的话，那这些所有的一切都不会实现。
What are you imagining?
所以你现在在想什么?
If you can't imagine it, it's never going to happen.
如果你不想的话，就不会发生。
So imagine your life now so filled with God's power that people want to be with you because you're a person of faith.
然后你现在想象一下，当神的力量充满了你的话，你的生活会有个翻天覆地的变化，而且你身边的人全部都会被你鼓舞，他们想和你在一起。
Imagine waking up in the morning so excited to see what is God going to do today in my life.
想象一下，当你清晨醒来的第一件事，你就感到非常的兴奋，你想知道，你迫切的想知道今天神将怎样的使用你。
Imagine having a hope that is so strong that even a virus can't defeat it.
想象一下，你心里充满了盼望，然后让你非常的刚强，甚至连病毒都没有办法把你打败。
Imagine being a person of such hope that other people want to be around you.
想象你是一个充满盼望的人，然后所有的人都想和你在一起。
And when you imagine that, you've actually taken the first step to becoming that person.
当你充满想象的时候，其实你就已经迈出了一步，你已经踏上了一个信心的旅程。
Hope requires that we have imagination.
让盼望成长要求我们相信神的应许，相信神的充满想象。
A third requirement is that hope requires belief in the promises of God.
第三点，让盼望成长要求我们相信神的应许。
The foundation of our hope is not in how strong we are or how smart we are.
我们整个盼望的基石不在于我们有多么的有能力，或者我们有多么的有成就。
The foundation of our hope are in the promises of God.
我们盼望的基石是神的应许。
Our Creator has gone on record and given us over 5,467 promises.
我们这位全能的世界的造物主，他曾经赐给了我们多达5467个应许。
And when we believe these promises, it causes hope to grow inside of us.
当我们相信这些应许的时候，这个盼望就会在我们的心里非常非常茁壮的成长。
There are actually 4 promises given in this verse.
然后在这里呢，就提到了其中的四个应许。
There's a promise that God is in control.
第一个应许就是说，相信一切都在神的计划当中。
God promises that he knows what he is doing.
神曾经应许我们，他知道所有一切的事情都发生在他的计划当中。
He says, for I know.
他说我知道。
God promises that he has the supreme wisdom in the universe.
他曾向我们应许他有那至高的智慧，他知道怎样让宇宙更好的运转。
Have you ever tried to give God advice?
你是否曾经有过这样的意图，就是给神建议？
I do it all the time.
然后我必须承认我经常这个样子。
I say, God, you know, if I was in charge of this universe, I'd have it rain more because my garden is really dry right now.
然后呢，我经常会对神说，如果我是掌管这个宇宙的人，可能这样做的话会更好一些。
In my wisdom, I would say, you know, God, I'd have this pandemic. I'd take away all the virus right now and have everybody healthy and strong.
然后呢，我也经常会有这样的想法，告诉神说，如果我来去掌管这个宇宙的话，我会立刻的让这些病毒、这些困苦全部都消失，让每一个人都健康、坚强、快乐。
Do you realize how foolish that is?
但是大家，你知道这个想法是多么的愚蠢吗？
At birth, the human brain weighs about 14 ounces.
当我们出生的时候，我们整个脑袋平均的重量是14 ounce.
It usually reaches its maximum weight at age 15.
当我们年满15岁的时候，这个重量就会达到最高。
And at maximum size, it weighs about 46 ounces.
然后这个重量大概是在46 ounce 左右。
Which is slightly less than 3 pounds.
稍微比3磅轻一点点。
Now there's no way to prove this theory, but scientists say we use only about 10% of our brain.
我们现在还没有办法去证明一个古老的理论，但是科学家曾经说过，我们只使用了我们大脑的10%。
That means we're down to about a quarter pounder now, advising God what to do.
然后这就意味着我们用这么小的一部分，这么有限的东西，然后试图去告诉上帝该怎么做。
God, with my quarter pounder in my brain, I'm telling you what to do. That's crazy.
然后呢，这个听起来真的非常的疯狂，就是你试图用你那个仅有的智慧来告诉上帝他该怎么做。
So I think it's really important for us to say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to leave the choice up to you.And I'm going to trust that in your great wisdom, you're running the universe perfectly.
然后呢，你现在所以非常重要的一个功课就是告诉上帝说，主啊，我愿意完全的来信靠你，我完全的相信你有更好的计划，你可以将这个世界变得更加的美好。
God also has a plan for us. That's the second promise.
神也对我们有一个计划，这个是他对我们第二个应许。
God has a goal in mind.
神有他的计划。
Now, usually our goal in life is, Lord, make me happy.
我们的计划通常是以享乐为主，主啊，你让我快乐就好。
Many times our prayers, we pray like this, Lord, give us a nice day today.
然后我们经常在祷告的时候会说，主啊，求你让我们这一天都非常的好，一切顺利。
Well, God's goal for us is very different than our happiness.
但是，神给我们的计划却非常的不同。
God's goal for us is to make us holy like His Son, Jesus.
他对我们的计划是让我们成为圣洁，让我们变得更像他儿子主耶稣基督的形象。
And God knows that we learn a lot more when the lights go out in our classroom.
他非常的清楚， 当我们屋子里面陷入黑暗的时候，我们更容易在这样的黑暗当中学习盼望的功课。
So just remember every day, God's plans for you are to become more like Jesus.
所以大家要时刻谨记着主对我们的计划，他要让我们变得越来越像他儿子的形象。
And then God promises that he has our best interest in mind.
神也曾经应许我们说，他有最好的美意在其中。
God wants to prosper us.
神想要赐福给我们。
But God's definition of prosperity is very different than our definition.
但是神对于赐福的定义和我们的定义大不相同。
Jesus told a story about a rich guy in Luke chapter 12.
主耶稣曾经通过路加福音的十二章讲述了一个例子，来告诉我们他对赐福的定义。
And this is a guy that had a bumper crop, and the stock market just went crazy, and he had so much money.
这个是讲了一个非常有钱的财主，他有非常多的存粮，然后就是很有钱。
Do you know what Jesus called this man?
但是你知道主耶稣对他说了什么吗？
He said, "You fool."
他说无知的人啊。
Now it's not good for Jesus to call you a fool.
当主这样称呼你的时候，那一定不是什么好的事情。
But here was a man that thought prosperity meant having stuff.
但是这个人的话，我们看起来他在这个世界上有非常多的财产。
And true prosperity is having God.
但是真正的赐福和繁荣是指你拥有主耶稣基督。
When you have Jesus, you have everything you need in life.
当我们拥有了主耶稣基督，我们就拥有了这世界上最珍贵的东西。
And then God makes a promise here to give us hope, a great future.
第四个应许，神给我们的应许是他会给我们盼望一个美好的未来。
Right now, a lot of people do not have hope for the future.
现在我们有很多的人，他们对未来不抱有任何的盼望。
What a contrast to God who says that he wants to give us the best future possible.
和神所应许我们的恰恰相反，因为神应许我们，我们会有一个非常美好的未来。
So hope requires that we believe the promises of God.
所以信心的功课要求我们要相信神的应许，他会给我们美好无比的未来。
The final requirement, if we're going to grow hope on the inside, is that hope requires passion.
最后一个要求，让盼望成长的要求，神要求我们要对他充满激情。
In verses 12 through 14, it says, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all of your heart, I will be found by you," declares the Lord.
我们一起来看耶利米书的29:12-14。他说你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。耶和华说，我必被你们寻见。这是耶和华说的。
Hope is a passionate pursuit of God.
盼望呢，就是要求我们非常热情地去寻求神。
It's such a strong energy that's inside of us that says, I will never be satisfied until I find God myself.
然后这种非常一个强大的力量在你的心中，这样的一个热情会让你迫切地去寻求神，直到你找到他。
The truth is that God will not reveal himself to the casual seeker after him.
我想告诉大家一个真理，上帝不会将他的计划透露给那些三心二意的人。
If you are half-hearted in your pursuit of God, you will never find him.
如果你是一个三心二意的人，那你就找不到他。
But if you are passionate and say, I have to have God, that's when he will reveal himself to you.
但是如果你心里面充满了激情，迫切地来寻求他的时候，他就会向爱他的人显现。
The problem is that many part-time Christians want God to be a full-time God.
我们现在每一个人都犯了一个非常大的错误，就是有一些这种临时基督徒，但是他们却想要一个全职的上帝。
And God will not reveal himself to part-time Christians.
但是神却并不会向这些三心二意的基督徒显现。
The pursuit of God has to be the overwhelming passion of our hearts.
在我们追求神的时候，我们必须要全心全意，并且充满激情。
So let me wrap this up with an illustration of how all of this works.
所以我们一起来做个总结。
I don't know if any of you have DirecTV, but I'm told that there's a satellite that is circling Earth that it works off of.
我不知道大家家里有没有这样的卫星电视机，但是我知道就是这个原理是说天上它是有一个卫星的。
Now I've looked up in the sky and I can't see the satellite.
当我望向天空的时候，我并没有办法去看到这个卫星。
I mean, they tell me that it's up there, but I've never seen it.
他们告诉我这个天上是有的，但是我却从来没有看到过。
But this satellite is constantly broadcasting programming for down here.
这个卫星呢，它一直在编程，并且来向地上发送它编好的这些程序和信号。
And if you have a receiver, you can receive that information from the satellite.
如果你有一个接收器的话，你就可以捕获这些已经发送来的内容。
And then it goes from the receiver to your television, and you can see life on your television.
当这些信息通过接收器捕获，然后再传送到你的电视屏幕上的时候呢，就可以呈现出来节目的效果。
Well, it's the wisdom of God that is giving us the programming from the satellite.
智慧的神就像这个样子，他已经编好了程，并且发送给我们。
And reading his word and prayer is the way that we receive it.
当我们在读经祷告的时候，就是在接收上帝所发过来的信号。
And then we can put it on the screen of our lives.
这样呢，我们就可以把它放在我们生活的这个大屏幕上。
And here's the promise of God.
上帝对我们有个应许。
If you seek God,
当你寻求神，
if you receive what God gives to you as far as His program and His plan,
当你去接收他所赐给你的领受的这样的一个信号，
it will produce hope on your television.
然后你的人生的大屏幕上就会充满了希望。
You don't have to live in darkness anymore.
你就不需要再生活在黑暗当中了。
Receive God's programming and He will give you hope in your life.
所以我鼓励大家一定要接收从神而来的信号，这样的话才可以让你的盼望生长。
My prayer for Fairfield County Christian Chinese Church is that you will all be receivers of God's great promises, of God's great, great gift.
所以我想为整个南康州华人教会的每一个人祷告，希望你们都变成一个上帝信号的接收器，并且知道他对你们的应许。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want more than anything in life to hear your voice.
主啊，在我们的生活当中，我们真的是迫切的想听到你的声音。
We want to receive the programming that you have for us from on high.
主啊，我们真的是也迫切的想领受你要赐给我们的话语。
So we pray that as we begin this new week, that we would hear your voice, know your guidance.
主啊，所以我们为我们新的一周的到来来献上祷告，求恩主你亲自对我们讲话，让我们明白你的心意。
Lord, I pray that you would grow hope in all of our lives.
求恩主你让你的盼望在我们的心中成长。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告不配乃是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.